Just a few years ago, Seth Long was tapping individual maple trees by hand and carrying gallon jugs of sap down the mountain to his house. Now, Long guns a mud-splattered all-terrain vehicle up steep switchbacks to a massive holding tank filled with sap. From here, the liquid runs through 900 feet of bright blue tubing to a brand new sugar shack.
When we were introduced to the tubing, we can do so much more because now I can get sap off of that tree up there way on that hilltop and never touch it until it's down at the evaporator.
Long and his wife, Cheryl, run Southdown Farm in Letcher County, Kentucky. Long is also the president of the Kentucky Maple Syrup Association, a group of maple producers trying to put the product on the map in the bluegrass state.
I always think about it like they did it then out of necessity because they had to. What if we did it today as an economic piece, as an economic driver?
Maple has always been big business in Ohio, but Kentucky and West Virginia aren't traditionally considered maple syrup country. Those states are at the southern end of where maple is a viable business. Still, early settlers in Kentucky and West Virginia tapped trees for personal use, and native communities made maple syrup before them. Now, both states are home to a small but growing number of producers who believe mechanized production can bring big profits, and another reward that's a little harder to quantify.
The history of agriculture in Appalachia, a lot of it is just traditional small scale, what some might call subsistence farming or home gardening.
That's Kathleen Terry, Executive Director of Appalachian Sustainable Development. She helps small-scale farmers connect their wares to large-scale vendors. She says, for a generation or two, traditional farming fell by the wayside.
Now we're seeing people recognize, wow, we really lost something by stepping away from that. And in addition to losing the skills and the knowledge, they lost kind of a connection to their history.
Just over the state line, maple syrup producers have turned the niche commodity into a thriving cultural event. It's Maple Day in West Virginia. All across the state, maple producers are opening their sugar shacks to visitors. Here at Flanagan Family Maple, a young family gathers around a cotton candy machine. Local maple producer Rich Flanagan pours maple sugar into the machine, and the kids watch excitedly as hot sugar meets cold air and solidifies into a puffy, maple-tinted cloud. It smells amazing. The cotton candy sells for $4 a bag, and it's just one of the value-added products that makes maple syruping profitable. Mother and son Michelle Ball and Jacob Stiltner stopped by to check out the farm. Actually, they came here to learn. They tapped a few trees by their house this year.
How many gallons did we get?
I think right now we have about 20 gallons of sap, so we just always like try new things and stuff like that. Yeah, something different.
Just something to do.
Back outside, Greg Christian comes to buy some maple cotton candy. Christian is 31, and he runs Tom's Creek Family Farms. He says more than 100 people have come to his Maple Day event, a pancake breakfast, and he's completely sold out of Rich Flanagan's maple cotton candy. I asked him why he thinks the pancake breakfasts are so popular.
Flavor and the sugar. And a lot of people like tradition.
Christian says he's one of a handful of young West Virginians he knows who saw the demise of a coal economy and are looking to agriculture as a more sustainable alternative. But the best part of running his farm, Christian says, is sharing the experience with his daughter. For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Sydney Bowles in Pritchard, West Virginia.